Hey friends, thanks for joining us for today's word of encouragement from Our Daily Bread. James Banks wrote today's devotion and titled it, With Us in the Valley. As Hannah Wilberforce, aunt of British abolitionist William Wilberforce, lay dying, she wrote a letter in which she mentioned hearing about the death of a fellow believer in Jesus. She said, "Happy is the dear man who has gone to glory. Now in the presence of Jesus, whom unseen he loved, my heart seemed to jump for joy." Then she described her own situation. "Myself, better and worse. Jesus, as good as ever." Her words make me think of Psalm 23, where David writes, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." Those words leap from the page because it's there, in the middle of the valley of the shadow of death, where David's description of God turns deeply personal. He moves from talking about God in the beginning of the psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd," to talking to Him, "For you are with me." How reassuring it is to know that the Almighty God, who brought forth the whole world, is so compassionate that He walks with us through even the most difficult places. Whether our situation turns better or worse, we can turn to our Shepherd, Savior, and Friend and find Him as good as ever. So good that death itself is vanquished, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, let's enjoy God and His Word as we go to today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading. It's the 23rd Psalm. "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Now let's pray. Dear God, thank you for being our shepherd and meeting our every need. May we take all of our cares and trials and burdens to you today, where we will find our true hope. Help us get through these difficulties, and meanwhile, let your light shine as we struggle through in a way that still honors you. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.